From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. With more than 40% of the vote in, Spain's Catalonia region defied the central government Sunday, voting overwhelmingly for independence. Several thousand gathered in Barcelona's central Plaça de Catalunya Sunday night to celebrate the referendum.
Els ciutadans de Catalunya ens hem guanyat el dret a tenir un estat independent.
Catalan president Carles Puigdemont says the people won the right to become an independent state. He's expected to make a declaration within 48 hours. But Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has a different view.
Ha fracasado un proceso que solo ha servido...
He said the referendum failed, adding that it has only served to sow division. He said coexistence must be recovered as soon as possible. Police used batons and rubber bullets to disrupt some of the voting. Hundreds reportedly were injured. Spanish analyst Carlos Castillo of the Atlantic Council said the turnout was about the same as a similar referendum in 2014.
The people that are getting out and voting are the ones that are pro-independence. We knew that. That's not news. The unfortunate thing is that we had to get to a point in which the police had to intervene, and neither the Spanish government nor the Catalan government were able to reach a negotiated solution.
The ballot has no legal standing. It was blocked by Spain's constitutional court. At least seven people were killed, several wounded Sunday in Cameroon's English-speaking regions after security forces fired on protesters demanding independence from the majority Francophone country. The protests were held on the 56th anniversary of the incorporation of the English-speaking region into Cameroon. The dispute, dating to World War I, involves long-standing complaints by English speakers of discrimination, including the distribution of the country's oil wealth. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump tweeted Sunday that his Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is wasting his time trying to negotiate with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Tillerson in China said the U.S. was communicating directly with Pyongyang on its nuclear and missile programs. Later, Mr. Trump tweeted that his predecessors failed in trying to rein in the North's nuclear ambitions. The Atlantic Council's Robert Manning said that's true up to a point.
Yes, they failed. It's a difficult problem. That doesn't mean he's going to do any better, number one. Number two, I can't recall any time in modern history, you know, even when Ronald Reagan was talking about evil empires, taunting and insulting an adversarial leader. That's hardly a recommendation for diplomacy.
A State Department spokesperson Sunday said diplomatic channels with the North have been open for months, but they won't be open forever. Two women, one from Vietnam, the other from Indonesia, Monday pleaded not guilty as their trial. The murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother got underway in Kuala Lumpur. They were arrested days after the killing of Kim Jong-nam February 13th at the city's airport. They're accused of taking part in rubbing a toxic nerve agent in his face. They claim they were persuaded it was a prank for a TV reality show. They face the death penalty if convicted. U.S. and Bangladeshi officials are to meet in Washington this week for talks expected to include the plight of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims who fled a security crackdown in western Myanmar. The U.S. is set to contribute more than $30 million in humanitarian aid, including food, medical supplies, water, emergency shelter, and other support. David Beasley, head of the World Food Program, Sunday called for an even greater stepped-up support of the refugees.
You're talking about 400,000 or 500,000 people that are needing to be fed every single day. Bangladesh alone can't handle this. The international community must rally. They must come together around the people and the leadership of Bangladesh, the NGOs, the private sector, and the United Nations and others that are here on the ground in a very difficult situation.
He said the WFP will need $75 million in the next 6 months just on food alone. Two women were stabbed to death Sunday, their assailant shot dead in the southern French port city of Marseille. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. In Canada, police charged a Somali refugee with 5 counts of attempted murder Sunday after he allegedly stabbed a police officer and ran down pedestrians with a car in Edmonton, Alberta. Disgraced former professional football player O.J. Simpson was set free early Sunday from a Nevada prison after 9 years for armed robbery. In 1995, the 70-year-old Simpson was acquitted in an internationally watched trial in Los Angeles in the murder of his former wife and her male friend. Simpson now subject to 5 years of supervised parole. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.